A reading from the Gospel according to Matthew. A disciple is not above the teacher, nor a slave above the master. It is enough for the disciple to be like the teacher, and the slave like the master. If they have called the master of the house Beelzebul, how much more will they malign those of his household? So have no fear of them, for nothing is covered up that will not be uncovered, and nothing secret that will not become known. What I say to you in the dark, tell in the light, and what you hear whispered, proclaim from the housetops. Do not fear those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul. Rather fear him who can destroy both soul and body in hell. Are not two sparrows sold for a penny? Yet not one of them will fall to the ground apart from your Father. And even the hairs of your head are all counted. So do not be afraid. You are of more value than many sparrows. Everyone, therefore, who acknowledges me before others, I also will acknowledge before my Father in heaven. But whoever denies me before others, I also will deny before my Father in heaven. And this is the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. Living in a rural setting, I am blessed to wake up to the songs of birds most mornings, especially these summer days. As I listen to them, and as I watch them from my window, I see them float through the sky and perch on the highest branches of a tree. They seem happy. Jesus must have watched them too and listened to their songs. The carefree, lilting life of these beautiful little creatures must have reminded him of the love of his Father for all living beings. Are not two sparrows sold for a penny? Yet not one of them will fall to the ground apart from your Father. We lowly human beings have so much to learn from our Creator's other works. What would it take to convince us that God loves us just as much as God loves all of them? We too are created in His image. We too are cared for as carefully as they are. Yet we worry about so many things. What to eat, what to wear, what to say and do in order to have a good life. Scripture reminds us hundreds of times not to be afraid, not to be anxious, and not to worry. Today is the feast of Blessed Gadari Tekawitha, known as the Lily of the Mohawks, and soon to be canonized as a saint. Gadari was born in 1656. She died in 1680. She was an Algonquin and Iroquois Native American religious lay woman from New France and an early convert to Roman Catholicism. Because of this, she was shunned and exiled by her tribe. She died at the age of 24 after professing a vow of virginity. She is the first Native American woman to be venerated in the Roman Catholic Church. Gadari was a gentle, loving woman, often misunderstood, yet confident in her own understanding of being loved by God, totally, tenderly, and unconditionally. Nothing deterred her from following her Savior. Nothing else mattered. She knew perfectly what Jesus tells us frequently. Do not be afraid. You are of more value than many sparrows. Let us pray to Blessed Gaudari today, asking her to teach us what she learned so well.